guys. We are back with another Fantasy Football Podcast.
Let's go. Let's go. Week 13.
Today we are joined by John Croge.
Introduce yourself, John.
I'm John Croge.
And Jake Spiritos is Jake Owen, Mike number one. Mike number one. All right. And that mic is muted. All right. So you guys know how everything works here. First segment is the previous week.
Yeah.
And then the second and third is... second is the upcoming week. And then the final one is the draft, where Mr. Marley's will be joining. And I guess we have a special guest today, Gianna Papa. She will be joining us for the first few minutes, along with Jordan Giannotti.
Yes!
All right, so... as you guys know, last week was Thanksgiving. Jake or John? I know you guys probably watched a few games.
Yeah, a few. Yeah, I had to work, forced to watch them.
Oh, at Redhead?
Nah, at
oh, John got a new job.
New job, so let's go, John. They had every single game on the TVs, and I had nothing else to do. So I was actually watching some games this week.
All right, look at you go. Now we'll be able to, like, you know, say some words this week during...
Yeah, what was your favorite game to watch?
Easily, by far, was the Jaguars.
The Jaguars?
Jaguars, okay. Ravens game by far.
Oh, you're talking about overall the week.
All right, let's do it on Thanksgiving then.
Yeah, I thought we were talking on Thanksgiving.
I didn't watch. I did not watch on Thanksgiving.
The Bills game was so
good. Yeah, I was
going
to say, you kind of have to say the Bills game.
But
the
like,
close game.
The Giants Cowboys was really good too.
They were all, yeah, I'm not going to lie. This, like,
it was a good week.
This, by the looks yeah, of this week for ball. The.
Did any of these go overtime?
No.
No overtime? Yeah, I thought almost.
No. The Bills and Lions game almost went overtime, but then Bills, I believe, kicked a field goal. Am I right, Jake?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Bills kicked a field goal in the last about 4 or 5 seconds of the game. Yeah, so that happened. All right, anyway. Best game to watch just overall. John.
Best game. Oh, I already said this, didn't I?
Yeah, but you can say. You can say.
Am I plugged in?
I think that I'm going to talk about Tom Brady on the Browns.
The Buccaneers versus the Browns. That game did go into overtime.
Is that Mike?
That was actually
is that
good
Mike
game.
Muted, Sean?
Tom Brady lost.
I did not hear. Like, I did not hear Mike won.
Even
coming through.
Still MVP, so.
All right. Well, yeah. No, the Buccaneers and Browns game. They went overtime. It was obviously a close game. Did they even have to kick a field goal in overtime?
I actually watched that game. I think they could have kicked a field goal to end it. I don't think they needed to score a touchdown. Then they just gave it to Nick Chubb. He just ran up the middle.
Yeah, it was actually really good. Because then, like, Amari Cooper had, like, that wide open route where the DB slipped.
That was a you great catch.
That? Yeah, that was crazy. But then, like, a play, like, the drive before, like, he dropped it, like, wide open. Like, Jacoby threw an absolute missile at him, and it just hit him in his chest.
Wait, Amari Cooper, that was, like, it was a shin tap? Was that the play?
Yeah.
Yeah, he I don't know if that even, I can't believe that counted.
I know, it was crazy.
Another game that went to overtime is obviously the Raiders and the Seahawks. I think coming into the game, we knew this game was going to be a close game because it was a Raiders, like...
Dude, I wanted the Seahawks so bad.
For sure, a bunch of us took the Seahawks in that game.
I think you took the Raiders.
I took the Raiders because they're coming off of a bye week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said that Geno wasn't going to do too good.
Yeah, Seahawks. I should have went with my boy Josh Jacobs.
Hold up,
He went off, almost 50
Let
points.
Me talk about something.
300 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Prime time Kirk Cousins
is
over.
The myth is broke.
It's over.
It's broke.
300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. 81 passing percentage.
He was him.
124 QBR rating.
That's
Justin Jefferson threw for 11 yards. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
But no. Oh my wait! Didn't Justin Jefferson have a game too? Or am I forgetting? No, he did have a game.
He did.
Nine receptions, 139 yards, and a touchdown. The dude is nuts. And Adam Thielen. This is the first game Adam Thielen finally got involved. He's had some
wide receiver 2-3 numbers.
Yeah, I would agree.
Some average numbers.
Dude, that receiving core is actually like it's like really like dangerous. You have Adam Thielen, in my opinion, is a top 10 wide receiver 2 in the league.
Top 10 wide receiver 2, yeah, I agree.
Top 10, maybe you put top 15. I can't name 10 off the head right now, but actually, you know what? No. 10 top receiver 2s right now.
All right.
Devontae Smith.
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle.
Let's go with, let's see. All right.
Raiders. What's?
Wait, hold on.
What's the Raiders wide receiver too? I think he's pretty good.
Raiders.
Very knowledgeable.
Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro. Yeah.
He's not bad. Let's
Chiefs.
Go with Chiefs.
Chiefs would be. They have Juju. They have Kadarius.
Yeah,
it's so Kadarius.
Probably, yeah.
Cowboys, Michael Gallup.
Yeah, that's fire. That's
Curtis Samuel on the.
Yeah.
Gabe Davis.
Yep.
Gabe Davis. Jesus, I was.
I think Lions have a solid one.
Lions.
Whatever his name is.
Amon-Ra.
No, Amon-Ra is the one.
Amon-Ra.
Yeah, then it's.
They have another guy that's solid.
I've got the Bucks. Chris Godwin.
Commanders have a good one. They have Curtis Samuel.
Saints have Chris Olave.
Yeah.
Then
Jaguars. Let's talk about Jaguars Tyler and Bengals.
Lockett. Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk. Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the Jaguars? Number two.
Jaguars two.
I swear. It's
Marvin Jones.
What about Mike Williams?
Yeah, and then
Mike. There's a lot. Wow, yeah, they're all so good.
Bengals would be. Who would Bengals be?
T. Higgins.
T. Higgins over.
All right. You know what? Earlier, what I said about what's the name being top 10?
Yeah, maybe
he's a top 15.
Who?
Adam Thielen.
Oh, yeah.
He's still up there. That's all I have to say. But anyway, let's talk more about the games. We got off track. And then, all right, what were we talking about? Games. Sorry.
Yeah, have to showcase our knowledge really quick.
Yeah, we had to show everyone that we knew football. Once I bring up games from last week. Okay. So, obviously, we had the Thanksgiving games. Most exciting, Bills, obviously. Any upsets last week?
Let's check it out. I would say the Browns-Bucks is a little bit
of I was going to say the Browns and Bucks. The Jags. Jags upsetting the Ravens.
Okay, yeah. Still, the Jets beat the Bears. I mean, I guess that's not an upset.
I think that's it.
You know what was a fun game to watch? The Packers and Eagles game. The Monday night game.
That was a good game.
It was like just a back and forth game.
Jordan Love looked so promising when he came in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that... I think they're going to draft another quarterback coming in the next few years, but I don't think they need to. I think Jordan Love's got it.
No, yeah, he does. But that's like every Packers quarterback.
Yeah, they're all just like...
Yeah, like they sit on the bench for a couple of years and then they come out and they're a stud, like Brett Favre.
Yeah, but say it was everybody. Aaron Rodgers, Super Favre's.
Yeah.
Bengals, what's it called? What's the name off? T. Higgins. Jesus, dude.
Yeah, he went crazy.
What'd he do? That. Like, I forget what he did. What'd he do? How many yards did he drop?
He dropped at least over 114 yards. And
114
a
yards, touchdown. Yeah, I had Tyler Boyd. I was hoping Tyler Boyd get some catches. No.
Joe Burrow played okay.
Yeah, I mean,
threw for a touchdown. I mean,
did you guys see the for the Dolphins game how Tyreek Hill how Jake Paul went up to Tyreek Hill and was like, if you get over 200 yards, I'll buy you a Rolex.
I did not see that.
Yeah, apparently he had like a bet or something, needed him to do like good and fancy, and he went up to Tyreek before the game and was like, yo, I need a big game from you, blah blah blah. You know what? If you drop 200, I'll buy you a Rolex. And they shook on it.
And he did not do it.
He only did about 80 something yards. 85 yards.
He should have went and talked to Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, what did he do?
He ran. He got 300 combined yards. Ran for 230 and rushed and passed for 70. And I think he had two touchdowns.
Three touchdowns.
As a running back?
About almost 50 points in fantasy.
Yeah, he had 49 or 48 point something.
I feel like whenever Tyreek does all right, or when Tyreek does bad, is when Jalen Waddle does bad or all right. It's never like one does so bad, much better than the other. It's always combined. Like when Tyreek does good, Jalen does good.
Yeah, and they both go off every time.
Like they both had 85 yards, and then Tyreek snuck a little 5 yards rushing.
I want to ask: do you guys think that Josh Jacobs is a top three running back?
Not top three.
Nah, you can't say that.
You have Nick Chubb.
I think he's top five for me.
Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And maybe like.
Like, really, who else is over him? McCaffrey. I think he's better than
Dalvin Cook's been playing off his mind.
I think Josh Jacobs is better than Dalvin Cook right now.
You think so?
Right now, yes. He's going off.
What about Joe Mixon?
That's a tough one.
Joe Mixon's pretty good.
Joe Mixon is really good.
I mean, he's just put up too many good
seats. Zeke?
Nah, Zeke ain't even top 10 for me right now.
Maybe not, you might.
I don't think he's top 10.
Devin Singletary?
Oh, what about the rookies?
Miles Sanders been going off?
I would have Josh Jacobs at 5, RB5.
Okay.
All right, ready? No, hold up. Let's do top 10.
We're forgetting someone. Austin Eckler. He's top 3.
All right, ready? Yeah, so we have, who do we have?
Nick Chubb.
Austin Eckler.
And first off, Eric Henry. We're not saying pure rushing. We're just saying as a
running back. Okay, still.
Or else McCaffrey wouldn't even be in there.
Yeah, I agree. So, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Eckler.
And you got McCaffrey.
Saquon.
Saquon has been playing off his mind this year. Jamal Williams.
I don't know.
Jonathan Taylor, if you want to.
JT, yes. Would you go?
Not this season.
you can't put
Singletary?
Singletary's.
I don't think he sneaks his way in the top 10.
No?
Nah, he can't. Mm-hmm. But who else?
Bucks, Najee. Leonard Fournette.
Yes, Leonard
Fournette has been playing good. Who else are we missing? Obviously Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs.
Jeff Wilson hasn't been playing that bad.
He's not top 10 for me.
Breece Hall would be top 10.
Breece Hall. Kenneth Walker
for sure.
Damian Pierce,
that's 10.
Did we put Josh Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs is probably in like 6 for me, or 5 or 6 in there. I put him over Pierce. He's over Singletary. He's over Kenneth Walker.
Stevenson. Well, in fantasy, he's ranked the number 2 running back. I'll tell you the order right now. Number 1 is Eckler. Number 2 is Josh Jacobs.
Fantasy is kind of biased. It is biased. Eckler, he gets every single touch on the team because all his wide receivers are out and Justin Herbert is not else.
I know. It's a bit biased, but I'm just going to name the top 10 right now. Austin Eckler, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Aaron Jones, who we forgot about, Stevenson, Joe Mixon, and then at number 10, we have... Who do you guys think the number 10 is?
You said Leonard?
Nope. He's a backup.
Kareem?
Nope.
Wait, we're guessing who?
Yeah, he's a backup. Split minutes, too.
Jeff Wilson?
Nope.
White?
Nope.
Kareem Hunt.
Hold up. Is he on the Jags?
Nope. Not Kareem Hunt?
Nope.
No Jaguars, okay.
J.K. Dobbins, he's not a backup.
Nope.
Is he on the Commanders?
No.
Or what
Jets?
Question mark.
Conference, you say?
Yeah.
Let me just make sure I'm not gonna say the wrong conference. He's in the NFC East.
NFC East.
That's give it away right away.
Oh, I know who it is. Pollard.
Yeah, Pollard. Yeah, Tony Pollard is number 10. Yeah, all right. So those are the top 10. I'm not surprised at Tony Pollard.
Pollard shouldn't even be the backup, honestly.
Yeah, he should be QB1, but like that's a later discussion. But anyway. All right. I think...
Yeah, you want to move on?
Yeah, that's going to be wrapping us up for the first segment. The segment was a bit off topic today. Sorry, we had some stuff to do pre-hand. So next segment, while we're talking about the next week's games, and then... What do we do? The picks. We do the picks. Yep.
We do picks.
Yep. All right. Moving on.
Literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 282,000 high school student athletes in New Jersey have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about New Jersey high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/one small step, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/one small step. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back with the second segment of the podcast. Again, joined by John Cruz, Jake Spiritosis, and now joined by special guest Gianna Papa and Jordan Giannotti. So basically, if you guys don't know how this works, we pick team, the upcoming teams, and we pick a team and read the record. So, I believe Jake, you had the ones from last week.
I gotta add them up. So,
all right, as we're picking,
okay,
we'll add them up.
All right, yes. So, I think it's only right we start off with the week 13 games. Today, Thursday night game, 8:15 game. We have the Bills playing the Patriots. They both did play on Thanksgiving. Fun fact: Buffalo is favored to win, obviously. 67% to 33%. John, I'll let you start this game off.
I don't have much to say about this game. I don't think the Bills are going to lose the Patriots, so I'm going to take the Bills.
I'm going to go with the Bills, too. I mean, the Patriots just aren't as strong as the Bills, and the Bills are insane this year. So,
Gianna and Jordan, what are you guys thinking?
Bills never lose.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, you know what? Dude, We've been high up on all the Bills. We've been high up on the Bills and all. I'm taking the Patriots.
You gotta be different.
No way.
Gotta be different. I don't know. Yeah, they're a good team, but I don't think they're the team that everybody thinks they are. I'm just gonna end off in that.
That's a bold.
I know
take.
It's a bold statement. I'm just gonna end
hot
off in
take
that.
Right there.
So for the next game, we're gonna have the 7-5 Commanders. Wow. Versus the 7-4 Giants. Washington is favored to win. They're playing at the Giants.
It is actually looking like every single NFC East team could make the playoffs.
I think it's going to happen.
That would be... I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Actually, I think it's definitely going to happen.
Just the way it looks right now. They're going to take... There's four wild card spots, right?
Yeah, and they're going to take up all three. No one else even comes close besides Seahawks, who are 6-5.
If they keep trading wins like this, like...
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the game. Commanders playing at the Giants. I'm going to go Commanders, dude. I don't know. Their defense is looking good. Like,
to be honest, yes.
Yeah, Tyler's
looking
good.
They got what's his name back, too. They got the end. Chase Young. He's back this week.
I just think Commanders aren't that bad of a team.
I'll go Commanders with you.
John?
I agree.
I think... I might have to go Commanders, too. They got, Chase Young back. All their players are on fire right now, and they're in a 3-win streak taking Commanders.
They're looking good. Jordan and Gianna?
Definitely Commanders.
Yeah, Commanders.
I like hearing you guys talk about the games. So next up we have the 3-8 Broncos playing at the 7-4 Ravens. I'm just going up and say it. Ravens. I mean,
Ravens.
Broncos suck, so the Ravens.
Wow. Yeah.
The Ravens are mad good.
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens are going to take it.
All right. So everyone clear picking the Ravens. I just don't think the Broncos are anything special.
No. Russell Wilson's so bad.
All right. Up next, we have the... The 4-7 Pittsburgh Steelers playing at the 5-4 Falcons. I'm going the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're just looking too good right now. Kenny Pickett is a GOAT.
It's an easy win for the Steelers because it's a bad team.
Playing against the Falcons?
Yes.
Good.
Now, Falcons have not been playing bad, but I'm going to give the Steelers the win. They're just a better team. And offensively, they're going to be playing pretty good. But isn't Najee out? Not that it makes a difference, but he's just been...
Honestly, at this point, give Snell the job. That's the name, right? Snell? Backup running back? Is that his name? Yeah, Snell.
Yeah, so... All right, I'll go Pitt.
John?
Let me see. I think... I know Marcus Mariota is pretty good on the run, and Steelers are terrible against it. But Kyle Pitts is out. And there's looking weak. I might go Steelers.
All right. And Jordan?
I think it's going to be an easy win for the Steelers.
All right. So Pittsburgh all the way?
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Up next, we have the 7-4 Jets playing at the 9-2 Falcons.
Wrong.
Vikings.
My fault. John, who are you picking?
As much as I like the Vikings, I like the Jets more. And Sauce Gardner is going to lock down Justin Jefferson.
I was not going to lie. I was thinking the same exact
thing. Jets.
Jets are like slaying good teams.
Yeah.
Slay the Bills.
They're him.
It's going to look like Revis Island.
Browns.
Don't know what that is, John, but.
You don't know.
They slayed the Browns.
Jake knows what I'm talking about.
What's that?
Revis Island.
They did slay the Browns, Gianna. Good job.
The cornerback.
Oh, yeah. No, yes, I'm going Jets.
I'm going Jets because they're dominating.
Jordan, who are you going to be picking?
I'm going to mix it up and say Vikings.
Oh, wow. All right, someone had to pick the non-underdogs. I want to say underdogs, but yeah. Next up we have, this is a terrible game. The 4-7 Browns playing at the 1-9-1 Texans.
Yo, guess who's back, young bull?
Deshaun.
Yeah, why?
I want to make jokes right now,
Against his former team.
Anyway, yeah, I have him on my fantasy team. Is he starting?
Yeah, boy. I'm starting him over Josh Allen.
He's actually projected to get like 23 points.
Hold up. Wait.
Projected to go
over Patrick Mahomes. I'm sorry.
Jake, repeat that statement.
I am starting Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen in both my leagues.
This is his first pro game.
Yup.
In what? A year?
Yeah.
Two? 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
And you're starting him over Patrick Mahomes.
Oh no.
Do it. John's debating over here Yeah, go ahead.
So I got Justin Herbert as my starting QB, and Deshaun Watson is chilling on the bench.
But listen, Jay Herbo hasn't producing like insane.
Ready? I got Geno Smith as a starter right now.
Last game's pretty good.
Do I start him or Deshaun Watson?
Let's all start Deshaun. All three.
All right, I'm starting Deshaun Watson.
You know what? Let's go.
Let's do it.
And I'm picking the Browns to win, baby.
Hey, let's go.
Sorry, Herbert.
Gianna Papa and Jordan Giannotti. Well, who are you picking?
Definitely the Browns because the Texans stink. So
the Browns. Sean,
guess who I play?
And Nick Chubb is a dog.
He is a dog. Yeah.
Right. Jordan Giannotti, who are you taking?
The Browns have a good running game, so I'm definitely going to take them.
Bold statement.
That was a really good answer, Jordan.
Good statement right there.
Sean, in the league where I have Deshaun Watson, I actually play you.
Wow.
Oh.
That's interesting.
I'm going to be looking in that league in a minute. All right, next up we have the Jags, who are 4-7 playing at the Detroit Lions, who are also 4-7. I'm taking the Lions, baby. I'm around St. Brown has been playing like a dog. A dog. And DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams are about to fry. the Jaguars defense.
All right.
I'm going Detroit.
Sean's breaking the mic over there, but I'll take Jaguars after last week.
Poor choice. I'm going to have to agree with John on this one. I'm taking the Jags.
Good choice.
All right, Jordan, who are you taking?
The Lions are a better complete team.
So you're taking the Lions?
100%.
What's your reasoning for that? Let's hear the reasoning.
They're a complete team.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Lions, they have the quarterback, they have the running back, and they have the receiver. I mean, some of the Jags don't have is a running back. That's what they lack.
Travis Etienne?
Oh.
Fact.
Exists.
I forgot. I thought it was James Robinson.
And they have James Robinson. No. Who they traded?
Trevor Lawrence.
No, who's the... Who they trade James Robinson for?
I don't know. A pick.
It's setting anything back.
I don't really remember. All right.
Travis Etienne.
Next up, we have a 4-8 Packers playing at the 3-9 Bears. I'm just going Packers. I don't know. This is a terrible team. Aaron Rodgers didn't play that bad yesterday. The Green Bay actually looked like a football team. Like they caught the ball, they ran the ball. They're good against the top five defense in the league.
If Jordan Love plays, it's a win for the Packers. So
no belief in Aaron Jones or Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't. He's washed.
All right.
But I don't think Aaron Rodgers is playing, so I'll go Green Bay.
John?
Aaron Rodgers always beats the Bears. Tortures their fans every week, so take Packers. It's going to happen again.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm going to take the Packers.
And Jordan, who are you picking?
I'm going to go with the Bears. Justin Fields has been going crazy with his rushing game.
Dude, that right there, that statement is crazy. Dude, you think, Jake, isn't he going to break the record?
No, he is.
Oh, he's hurt. Isn't he hurt?
He's hurt, yep. But he said he's...
Oh, he's coming back this week.
He's doing better every day.
He carries the whole team.
Wait, so Sean, you have the Bears?
No, I have the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
And next up, this is going to be an interesting game. The Titans, 7-4 Titans playing at the 10-1 Eagles. John, I'll let you start this game off. You're an Eagles fan.
I don't care how bad the Eagles are and how good the team they are is playing. I'm always taking the Eagles.
Garner Johnson is out.
Eagles got the dub secured already.
Gianna?
I think it'll be a good game, but I'm going to have to go with the Eagles because their record, you know?
I'm going to be going...
And you can't put down Jalen Hurts.
I'm out of here.
I'm going to be going with the Eagles. I mean, there's a better complete team. Obviously, they have Jalen Hurts, MVP caliber season right now. Running back's been playing solid. The one thing is, Gardner Johnson is out.
Yeah, we'll survive.
Yeah, we'll survive.
Who are they going to throw the ball to?
Yeah, you're right.
Who's the Titans going to throw to?
Yeah.
So, Jordan, who are you taking?
The Eagles can't defend the rushing game, so I'm going to have to take the Titans.
Wow.
I mean, to be fair, you see what all the good running backs did against the Eagles?
The Titans running back is going to go off. His name is what, Jordan?
Derrick Henry.
Okay.
They can't give the ball to Derrick Henry the whole time.
Yeah, they can't, but, I mean...
Exactly.
You can.
Exactly.
No, Ryan Tannehill can't be trusted with the ball. They're going to slip up somewhere and just give the Eagles an easy possession.
Even with their star quarterback out?
Yeah.
Their safety?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, because their wide receiver core is
awful. Awful.
Who is it?
It's Trey Robert Burke? Robert Woods and Treylon Burke.
Treylon Burke, yeah.
So
I'm not going to lie. Burke's a dog.
Burke's is good, but, I mean... We still have cornerbacks and safeties. We'll be fine.
All right, I'm going to go with some games. We're going to go fast fire. Okay, ready? Seahawks at the Rams. I'm taking Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Colts playing at the Cowboys. I'm going to mix it up here. No, I'm not. I'm taking Cowboys.
Cowboys, definitely.
Boys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Jacob.
Cowboys.
Saints playing at the Bucs. This was a bit closer game. You have Tom Brady playing, but I don't know. No, I think Bucs are going to win this game. I think they're just going to... They need the wins for playoffs.
Tom Brady is a GOAT. I'm going to go Bucs.
Tom Brady will miss the playoffs, so Bucs.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch it up and go with the Saints.
Okay.
They're coming off a loss, and I don't know. They're going to take a loss. I'll go with the Saints.
All right. Next
Tom Brady's too old.
Don't Don't talk about him like that.
We have the 8-3 Dolphins playing at the 7-4 San Francisco 49ers.
That's a good game.
Great game.
I'm going to go with... Dude, I don't know. I'm going to go with Dolphins. Offensive power is too much.
I'm going to say Dolphins. Tyreek Hill can't be stopped.
Yeah, Dolphins.
And Jalen Waddle. Dynamic duo right there.
I'm going to go the other way. And I'm going to take the Niners. I think they're a Super Bowl team. More so than the Dolphins are. Take them.
I agree with you, John. I don't think the run game's going to be able to be stopped, and they're going to get them on a couple of deep balls, and Dolphins are going to lose.
And then next up, we have Chiefs playing at the Bengals. Chiefs are favored to win, but I'm going with the Bengals, dude. I don't know. I just like the Bengals. I watched them live last year when they destroyed the Steelers, like 40-something to 10. And I don't know. Chiefs have that power, but like Bengals, I feel like they're just going to dominate this game. John?
I don't think it's the same team right now that you saw destroy the Steelers by 40.
Fair enough.
A lot of the same players. I just don't think they're what they were. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Chiefs.
Jake?
I'll go Chiefs in an easy one. The Bengals are not good.
Chiefs.
Gianna?
I think Patrick Mahomes is a dog, but I have faith in Joe Burrow all the time.
All right. So you guys heard it here. That will wrap up the final segment, or this final segment before the draft. Next up, we'll have Marlies as our special guest, and we'll be back after this short break.
I'm Smokey Bear.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
There are no words to describe it. The isolation. The boredom. The loneliness. If you're wondering where your teenage son or daughter's spirit went, you're hardly alone. The past year has been devastating, especially for them. But here's the good news. They might just find it again, playing high school sports. Workouts that stimulate, teammates and coaches that care, the sense of belonging so many of us have been missing lately. That's what school sports are all about. The sense of achievement is real, and the camaraderie is hard to beat. Coping with uncertainty is difficult, but school sports can help the teenagers in your family start feeling like themselves again. Encourage them to give it a try. High school sports, it's so much more than a game.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 282,000 high school student athletes in New Jersey have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about New Jersey high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
All right. We are back with the Fantasy Football Podcast, joined by John Croach, Jake Spiritosis, and our special guest, Peter Marlins. Marlins, nice having you on the show. All right, so if you don't know how this works, we do a snake draft of the podcast, obviously.
Because you just told me how this works 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, so basically what we do, we do a snake draft. You can't pick the players from last week, which were Thanksgiving teams. So Cowboys.
I'll just read it off. Cowboys, Giants, Bills, Lions, Patriots, Vikings. No players from that teams.
Yeah, all right. So, Strauss, you are the special guest. Or not Strauss. Sorry. Marlies is the special guest. So, he's shaking his head a bit. He's scared of us this year. I'm going to come out straight and say it.
Is my mic working?
Yes, your mic is working.
It's working.
This is completely false. Yeah. I was invited on this podcast 35 seconds ago. I'm a defending winner of this.
I'm playing against Michael David.
Okay. Jimmy Z, Michael David, Matt Martin.
Matt Martin.
Tank might have even been in the room. Took them all down.
Oh. Okay. That's fair enough.
Sean, before we start.
I find out I have a teammate. This is crazy.
Well, do you want the teammate, yes or no?
I do.
All right, let's go.
If you could please speak closer to your mic, that would be great.
I'm taking no mercy on you guys.
We're going to murder you this week.
As you have this special guest. And you have the help.
Wait, Sean.
You have first pick overall.
Before we pick, though, let's go over, Jake, who won last week's
games? All right, so last week, Sean, you had the most right picked.
Again?
You had 14.
14 out of how many?
16. Then I came in second, then. Sorry, John.
Damn.
That's like my second time getting like 90% right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Quick math. All right, so as Marley's a special guest and has the help that he needs, he'll be first overall pick.
I don't want the first pick.
You don't want the first pick?
You guys think I'm a rookie here.
All right.
We'll take the first overall pick.
Yeah, come on now.
All right, Sean.
You're not pulling this on me.
Let's take a look at this.
John, Derrick Henry playing against the Eagles. Mm. Remember we said about the rushing game?
No, because we picked up some new recruits in the line. And
that doesn't matter. Derrick Henry, John?
All right, but there's other guys. Like, I'm looking at Austin Eckler. What's he doing?
Austin Eckler, he is playing the Raiders.
I don't know about you.
We can go Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler is RB1.
He is RB1.
All right.
Okay.
Miles, do you understand what just happened? Austin Eckler is off the board.
Please stop with the disrespect.
That is like the most L first round pick ever.
So this one I'm going to tell you, Jake. There's got to be strategy here, right?
Yes, 100%.
There's one position that lacks depth.
Okay.
Over all of them.
Okay.
And that's the tight end position.
I agree.
So we're going tight end here. We're taking the one tight end that everybody knows.
Yes, it's so smart.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's smart. It's called winning.
Yes, it is.
Right? So obviously, we're going to take Kelce.
Yes. Okay. Easy. Okay. Easy pick.
Go on.
Before I go on, I would like to ask, are you starting to get nervous?
No.
You're not.
You should.
I'm not at all.
All right, so you tell me what you're thinking.
All right, so they took a running back, so I say we go like a wide receiver or a quarterback. Because we could take their quarterback. Because they can't get Josh Allen, because that was already picked, and or Dak Prescott. But Patrick Mahomes is on the board.
You want to
have the Mahomes-Kelce?
We could go with that. I mean, so
they're playing the Bengals.
Little revenge game, you know, knocked him out of the playoffs last year. Right, so it makes no sense to take a running back because we get whichever running back we want, right?
Right.
That's the way this works.
Correct.
They can't take a second one?
Nope.
So do you have a feel of Mahomes or Hurts? They're probably the two, right?
Yeah, I would say so. And I mean, Hurts can also run the ball, make some magic happen, so I'm not mad at either one.
So why don't we go wide receiver? We'll just take whatever quarterback falls to us.
All right, yeah, let's do it. All right, so we can't have Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, or Justin Jefferson? Yeah.
All right, so...
Don't worry, guys. It's not like school ends in 10 minutes or anything.
Well, you got me in here with 14 minutes to go.
I mean, A.J. Brown is on the board.
Listen, let's go. I'll tell you what. I don't think this is the best pick, but this is A.J. Brown's revenge game to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I support my man.
I love
let's
it.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
All right. I love it. That's fair enough. So we have quarterback.
They forgot one guy at tight end, so we'll save him.
Yeah, we'll save him.
There's actually two tight ends in the league.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting. All right, anyway. What's up? They pick the tight end, and they pick receiver. So now we pick... We pick defense and quarterback?
Quarterback first.
Yeah. Or we pick another receiver.
They can still take a receiver.
Yeah, let's pick another receiver.
So, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill for our receiver.
And Jalen Hurts, right? Where's Mahomes?
Nah.
Who's Mahomes playing?
Let's pick defense. Let's make them pick quarterback. Because there's back to Mahomes and Hurts. Well, I'll be fine with either of them.
Let's take a look at defense.
So we have the Bills playing. We can't pick Bills.
Wait, you took a receiver?
Took Tyreek
Hill. Tyreek. All right, so we have the Ravens defense playing the Broncos. We have the Browns with Deshaun back being back playing against the Texans.
Sean, we do have, I don't know how much you're going to like this, but the number two defense Cowboys against the 32.
I was looking at
against
them.
The 32 offense in the league, Colts.
How about the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving every week? Can you still take them?
Yeah, we didn't pick their defense.
So they weren't picked last week?
Yeah, we picked Vikings and Bills. So, yeah, I think... Is that going to be picked Tyreek Hill and the Cowboys?
I think it's between... Did we take the Eagles? No, so... I think it's between Eagles-Cowboys. I'll let you pick.
Cowboys. I don't want to take Eagles defense. So, yeah, that's our pick. Tyreek and...
Got it.
And, yeah.
All right.
It's your turn now.
So, everybody's waiting on the quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Right. I mean, why don't we go flex?
Okay.
Take more points from them.
All right.
So, Nick Chubb is an option.
Yeah, I think I like Nick Chubb a lot, but why don't we just take him in our running back?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I'm good with that. And then, do you want to?
We could do flex that now.
Yeah, I mean Kenneth Walker's available, and so is Josh Jacobs. They're a running back, but unless you want to do a receiver.
I tend to like receivers more because they seem to have the, it's a passing league.
For sure.
Is Davante Adams out there?
Yeah. He's available. Is he questionable this week?
He looks good from what I'm seeing.
Okay.
He's had a couple.
If you want to go with Devontae, I'm cool with that.
Let's see here.
Because I would say Jamar Chase, but he's still questionable.
Yeah, that'd be a risk.
Yeah, I don't want them to be.
Let's go, Devontae.
Devontae, cool.
So you guys picked your two?
Yep.
All right, so okay. John, I did text you Josh Jacobs or Devontae. They did Devontae.
Also, did anyone pick Derrick Henry?
No.
No.
All right, well, I think it's between
Josh Jacobs,
Derrick Henry, and Josh Jacobs for me.
You can pick them. That's your pick.
These guys are both on my fantasy team, so I'm biased to both of them. But as Josh Jacobs isn't playing the Eagles, I'm going to go with him because I don't want to see the Eagles get destroyed.
All right. So, John, now we have quarterback.
Okay. I think
that's our next pick. The Eagles have Jordan Davis back. Their O-line improved by
and I think the wide receivers are back.
All of them are back.
Okay.
So, I think we just go Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, it should be a simple game against Tennessee.
And let them stack up with Patrick Mahomes.
No reason for him to do bad.
Yeah. All right, so those are our picks.
All right, so we're going to pick our kicker, which is going to be Justin Tucker.
So, self-explanatory.
Then we'll just go with Mahomes.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
That works.
All right.
Okay.
Now, what do we have, tight end and kicker?
Let's just see who the number... All right, we'll just go by rankings on kicker. It's not really...
Youngway Koo plays Pittsburgh.
So you think they're gonna kick a lot against Pittsburgh?
I think they're gonna kick a lot. Bad offense, right. Decent defense.
We'll go Youngway Koo, and then at tight end, we want Mark Andrews.
Do we want Mark Andrews?
Unless you want Hockenson. I think I want Mark Andrews.
I want Mark Andrews.
You can't pick against them.
They're both like risky picks.
Hockenson, I think he has a higher ceiling. Actually, no, he doesn't. Take Mark Andrews.
Yeah, Mark Andrews.
All right, so for defense, the Texans play the Browns. But I don't know if we want to go there.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing is Baltimore still out there, right?
Yes.
Baltimore, so Baltimore's playing a bad Denver team.
Listen, okay.
Seattle's good. Playing the Rams, and the Rams are no cop, right? You know, no quarterback. Like the Rams, the Rams are hurting.
You're very bad.
You know, I'll let you make the call. It's either Baltimore, Seattle. Can you take the Monday night game?
Yeah, we picked the Bills last week. Thanksgiving.
Bills defense.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the Bills. Isn't Tampa Bay?
No, it's today is Monday night game. Monday night game is Saints and Bucks.
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead, make the call. I like either Baltimore or Seattle. They're playing bad teams. The Rams offense is in shambles right now. That's the only thing that I'm thinking.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go Seattle.
All right,
I'm cool with that.
All right, so what do we need now?
Nothing. I think we're done. You want to read the roster out?
All right, so for you guys, you have Jalen Hurts, Eckler,
stud.
Tyreek, Mark Andrews,
stud.
Josh Jacobs, Cowboys, and Younghoe. Then for us, the better team, we have Patrick Mahomes, Nick Chubb, A.J. Brown, Travis Kelce, Devontae Adams, Seattle D, and Justin Tucker.
Nick Chubb. You happy with that squad, Marlis?
Love it.
Why?
I know they're scared.
Never. Why? Why would you?
Yeah.
Just wait and see.
All right.
You'll find out.
All right.